This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Emily Mishler. Emily's going to talk about this concept that she uses with companies and with leaders and people around committing to the one that you want to be. And I might have bastardized exactly the phrase, but the concept that she works with is a powerful concept. Emily, if you don't mind introducing yourself and starting to talk about how you use this concept, that would be great.
Sure. And thanks again so much for having me, Scott. It's great to be back on the Becker Business Podcast. So my name is Emily Mishler. I am the founder and managing director of a group of companies called the Cultivated Group. So everything that we do is impact-based. A lot of what we do is business consulting with a creative spin under kind of the guise or rooted in really the quote, be the change you wish to see in the world. So everything that we do really from a client-serving perspective is rooted in empowering and activating that change that our clients and ourselves wish to see, and really activating change in those ways. So the phrase that we were talking about and what we're really digging into today, it's really answering the question, who can I commit to being? And so with
Tell us about that. Tell us, commit to the change. Tell me the exact phrase again so I don't bastardize again because it's so embarrassing. Commit to the change you want to be, but help me with that, and then help us explain how you use the concept.
Sure. So the question and phrase again that we really ask are, and I'll come at this from more of a team building perspective internally. So something that I realized is that our company does business differently. We not only measure our bottom line, but we measure a double and triple bottom line. So we're measuring impact. And that looks different for a lot of our companies, a lot of our clients, and a lot of our internal practices. But we really lean into accountability through measurement of the actual impact and access that we're giving to those who want to have it in the world. So with that, what I realized pretty early on, and our companies are fairly new. I mean, we've been around for about 10 years, but we've been incorporated in this current form for about a year and a half. So with that, I realized because we do business differently, it requires us to ask different questions. Because we're not looking for the same answers and we're not looking for the same solutions that have always been business as usual. And because that's the case, it requires us to ask different questions. So oftentimes in an interview or when you're just talking about personal or professional development, a lot of people will ask, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or what kind of business are you building? Or it tends to be a very much a what question. And what I found is that even in asking that question, it was actually inherently limiting the answers that we were getting because we were kind of putting things in a box that they didn't necessarily belong in. So when we started to shift the question, and this is one of many questions that we've shifted, but when we started to shift the question from what to whom or who, it changed the game because it gets people to think differently. And that is the kind of solution elimination rather than problem solving. We really seek and look for solutions. And that's our focal point and emphasis. Keeping the emphasis on the solution itself and on who can I commit to being rather than what do I want to be, it's a simple reframe that not everybody catches that's really been transformational for a lot of our team members and clients.
And talk about that, committing to the change you want to be, committing to what you're going to be. How does one get in that mindset to do that? How do I do that effectively?
You know, I think kind of like anything that's really worth it, I think sometimes it happens all at once and sometimes it's a process and it depends on who you are and where you're at. And honestly, too, what action you're willing to take because you can transform your life through one decision. You know, it doesn't necessarily need to be this slow build or slow drip of decisions and slow actions. Things can change really quickly, but having a really strong grounding in what your values are and what your priorities are and what they need to be based on who you are and what phase of life that you're in and what your responsibilities are. And also, again, going back to who you want to be and how you're bridging the gap from where you currently are to where you want to be. Those are all different things that go into the equation. So I don't know that I wish that I had one simple, easy, quick fix, but that's not the kind of solution we're looking for here. We're looking for life-changing, you know, we're really looking for game-changing. And with that, it's not always snap of a finger. But being open to that, I think, is also really important because sometimes it is.
And give me an example of when it can be quick and life-changing. And I have examples of it, but when can it be quick and life-changing? Give us an example when you see that with a person, a leader, a company, where they've made an important change, an impactful change, but it didn't take them 10 years to make it. It was just a different way of framing things.
Mm-hmm. I think a really good, especially because we're right in the middle of Q1, a lot of people are actually reevaluating their service offerings or product offerings, figuring out what's working, figuring out what's not, gathering the data that they need, really looking at the numbers, what's selling and what is profitable here. A really quick and easy way to really transform your business is to cut the dead weight. So if you have offerings or things that aren't working or aren't selling, either figure out how to sell them or drop it so you can focus your energy on really what's working. And then potentially if it works or if it's something that you're really feeling led to do or it makes business sense, maybe reintroduce it as a new offering in 3-4 months or 6 months or a couple years. But I think oftentimes we can get really distracted by a lot of the shiny objects or new ideas or just a lot of the noise that tends to happen in the day-to-day grind. And unless you are focused on, again, who can I commit to being here or what can we commit to, or really, unless you're focused on those commitments, it can get really easy to be sidetracked, which at the end of the day is why many companies, I believe, fail. It's a lack of focus.
And we think that's right on. In this context of looking at what's working, the biggest single change many companies could do is to study what's working and do more of that. And so mm-hmm. not a dramatic change, but it's just a smart way of framing and looking at things. Emily, always a pleasure to visit with you. I want to thank you again for joining the Becker's Business Podcast. Just a pleasure. Who can I commit to being? I'm going to work on that today. Thank you very, very much.
Likewise. Thanks so much, Scott. Have a great day, everyone.